Good morning. Another mild start to the day across interior New York and New England. A little muggy in spots, but especially across the higher terrain, it's comfortable with temperatures dipping back into the upper 50s. We'll see temperatures turn around and climb back through the 60s and 70s today with a good amount of sunshine as high pressure continues to dominate both at the surface and aloft. A weak cool front swinging south and west through northern New England will turn around and get pushed back through New England and into eastern Canada today by that ridge of high pressure. And with a light westerly breeze, temperatures will surge into the middle to upper 80s for afternoon highs. The humidity will build in a little bit, but not too terribly high today. It'll be in the sticky range for some folks, especially in the valley locations. Overnight tonight, with that high pressure dominating, skies will be mostly clear. Areas of fog will develop after midnight as temperatures drop into the upper 50s to lower 60s once again. That ridge will crest over top of us tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. It'll become hot and the humidity will increase even more, and highs will be right around 90 degrees. Another front will head our way for the day on Thursday. This one will have a better chance at producing a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and the humidity will be high with temperatures again in the middle to upper 80s. Behind the front on Friday, mostly sunny skies. The humidity will come down a bit with temperatures in the lower 80s. And then for the holiday weekend, we'll watch that ridge of high pressure build right back into the region. The humidity still relatively low on Saturday with mostly sunny skies in the middle 80s, middle to upper 80s with a bit more humidity on Sunday, and hot and humid for Labor Day the way it looks right now with a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Fred, located about 195 miles northwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Fred is moving toward the west-northwest near 12 miles per hour. A motion toward the west-northwest or northwest is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Fred will continue to move away from the northwestern Cape Verde Islands today. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours. And Hurricane Ignacio is located 380 miles east-northeast of Honolulu, Hawaii. Ignacio is moving toward the northwest near 12 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. On this forecast track, Ignacio will pass 200 to 300 miles to the northeast of all the main Hawaiian islands over the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Ignacio will slowly weaken through tomorrow. Large swells generated by the hurricane will continue along east-facing shores of the islands for the next several days. Resultant surf will be large, potentially damaging, and life-threatening. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 48 degrees with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility with just a few scattered clouds and some fog, 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.05 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Island Park, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 80s, Boston sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 76, that's 8 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, August finished with 4.30 inches of rain, that puts us at 84 hundredths of an inch above average. And through August, 23.14 inches on the year, which is 3.01 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1953, and the record low, 41, in 1967. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and very warm today, with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, very warm today in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, very warm today with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and very warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and very warm today, with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid, near 90. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm Thursday, otherwise humid, with a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s. Mostly sunny, lower 80s for Friday and Saturday, and upper 80s to around 90 with mostly sunny skies for Sunday and Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.